News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, the Department of Health is holding off developing a new national drug strategy despite calls by the Citizens' Assembly on drug use for it to be published as a matter of urgency. And Labour Senator Mary Sherlock is a member of the newly formed Committee on Drug Use, which met for the first time last week, and she joins us this morning. Mary, why are we not seeing a drug strategy developed? Is there debate about where it should go, or is this just a timing issue, or what's going on?
Good morning, Ciara. Well, there was a very clear recommendation in the Citizens Assembly on drug use and drug reform in this country, that the Department of Health would publish a draft drug strategy by June of this year. And of course, we're at the start of June now, and we understand that the department want to wait for the Oireachtas Committee on drugs reform to hear their recommendations, to hear our recommendations before they publish their own strategy. So we have a bit of a chicken and egg game going on here, which is really disappointing because, you know, the reality is that the majority of the 36 recommendations from the Citizens Assembly on drugs use could not have been clearer. There was very specific calls for what should be in the new national drug strategy. The reality in this country is that we have a disjointed, a lack of joined up services right across the country, very patchy services with regards to harm reduction, with regards to recovery services. So for instance, here on the north side of Dublin, we have only two drug stabilisation programmes. And there's lots of detox programmes, but in terms of stabilisation programmes, which the medics tell us is crucially important to help people move on to a sustainable recovery. And so I suppose I'm very disappointed that the department have had lots of notice on this to get their act together and publish their draft strategy. And at least then we could have an indication as to where the Department of Health, what exactly they are thinking, and then how us as an Oireachtas committee can try and improve that strategy then. I think ultimately that's where we should be going. But unfortunately, the Department of Health are taking a step back and adopting a wait and see approach.
Could this be, is this a resources issue? Because, I mean, we know that there is a lack of beds, for example, inpatient beds for those who are struggling with addiction. We know that it's quite hard to access addiction services for those who are in the throes of it. Do you believe that what's going on is the department aren't making overtures about where we're going with this because of resources?
Oh, look, I think the Department of Health have enormous issues with regards to resource allocation. But the reality is that Ireland has, if I recall correctly, the second highest number of deaths from drug use when you compare Ireland across every other EU state member state. And we have to look at the health-led response, the criminal justice response to drug use in this country and problematic addiction. And the reality is that we do need to see a major change in how we respond to those who have an addiction. And as I say, there is patchy and disjointed level of services across the country. There's very specific ask in the recommendations
Lastly, with regard to the committee that you are a member of, is there a view on that committee around things like decriminalisation, or do you believe that's not your remit?
Oh no, that is very clearly part of the remit. So the committee has a work programme that effectively has set out a number of work modules. It's our second work module to actually look at the criminal justice system and the issue of decriminalisation. And the reality is that while we have 7 months to report as a committee, I think anybody observing the political system at the moment knows that there's a high degree of uncertainty as to how long this Dáil an Seanad is going to last. So I think all members of the committee are very clear that we need to have some sort of report, by the end of the summer or certainly by the start of the Dáil an Seanad term in September, so that we have something to report and that there will be substantial progress, because far too long there has been calls for change in this area and we have not seen them. So we need to push on.
Labour Senator Mary Sherlock, thank you very much for joining us.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.